T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
BJ and Jamie.
Jamie and I were just watching this this news story. What is it exactly? FAA is like...
Oh, yeah. It just came out today. So, you know, the Samsung Smart... the Samsung smartphone 7?
It's the Samsung Galaxy Note 7.
Right.
To be exact.
And I almost got one, too, because I was pretty jazzed about it, because I'm an Android kind of gal. And so this phone, it's pretty amazing, but it's not so amazing because it's blowing up.
Yeah. Now, we talked about this, I think Monday, maybe even last week, but this story came out that this phone, that it's blowing up, setting things on fire and stuff.
Yeah. It says now the FAA has come out with a warning. At first, they were thinking about completely banning them. But now what they've just right now, now this might even be temporary as well. The FAA has said you must now turn off your Note 7 smartphone. You have to turn it off. You can't have it on at all during the flight, taxi, whatever. Turn it off, and you can't charge it during a flight.
Now, you know, normally when you get on an aircraft, you're supposed to put it in airplane mode.
Right.
But you can still play games. You can still play your music that's on your phone. There's things you can do. You're just not going to Wi-Fi and do all that because they say it interferes.
If you're on an overseas flight, because it powers down after you go overseas, you know, you're on a plane for 14 hours, you also have charging stations on the airplane. Yeah. And so you can charge them. Well, now you can't even charge them.
Yeah. This Galaxy Note 7, you can't turn it on. The FAA is afraid it will set the airplane on fire.
And you can't charge it, and you can't check it.
Wow.
That's a huge warning. What's next to ban them completely from a flight? That's coming if they don't fix this thing. And then, right after this story came out with the FAA, immediately a story comes out of a guy's Jeep that catches on fire in his driveway and burns it to a crisp because of the phone.
You know what I'm going to do?
What?
Really? It burned it to the crisp?
Oh, don't say this, because if it really happens, you're going to, you could be nailed for insurance fraud.
I didn't say anything out
prison.
Loud. I didn't say anything out loud yet.
Oh, don't even think about it, Jamie. Don't plug this into that piece of you-know-what car you have.
But I'm thinking the old...
And then, you're on to something.
You know, I try.
Hey, boo-boo.
So I have this 2006 piece of crap Range Rover.
Yeah.
I mean, it is. It's every time I get fixed, it costs me so much money. And so now it's sitting in my driveway and it needs, what does it need? Alternator, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So that's another couple of $1,000. The car's only worth nothing.
Right.
And so I put McDonald's in it and I put some peaches in it because remember our bear Peaches?
Oh, right.
The
other
lady, her car was destroyed by a bear because she had peaches
in it. Oh, that's right. Yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah.
So I put McDonald's in it. I put peaches in it.
No bear.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Note 7.
Note, the Galaxy Note 7 gets you one, plug it in, and leave it in there for a few days.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And before long, it's torched.
Exactly.
Just move it away from your house so it doesn't catch
good
your
idea.
House on
right.
fire.
Or anybody's.
Because the gas tank could explode.
Right. I think I'll put it right in the middle of the cul-de-sac.
That's a great idea.
Ooh. That's a
great,
yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, get rid
Thank
of that
you.
Piece of you know what.
Thank you, because I don't know what to do. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Jamie, can I tell one story about one of your cars?
Well, I don't
because
know.
This fascinates me. This blows me away. All right.
Which one?
The one that has depreciated so much over the years.
Well, they all have.
No. This one really has.
Okay. The one that was bought for me?
Yeah. The one that you got rid of.
Oh, well, I haven't gotten rid of it.
Well, it's bought for you. You're right.
Yeah,
you're right.
Okay. Yeah,
well, we don't know where it's at.
missing. No,
it's kind of missing.
Is it missing?
I think so.
Why?
I don't know.
I thought your buddies at Maxim had it.
I think it's missing.
What do you
mean? Here's the deal.
Are you talking about that car?
Yeah.
The one at Maximum?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Jamie was given a car as a gift when she moved to Los Angeles, California over a new contract deal. In fact, it was over the new contract, not the actual move to California, right?
Right.
The car was worth 106, is that right?
Uh-huh.
$106,000. Now, whoa, before you say, oh my God, Jamie, what? No, it was a gift.
It was a gift. I didn't buy it. I never had a car like that. I mean,
a nice gift, folks.
I've never had a car like that.
What year is the car?
It's a 2003.
It's a 2003, which means it was, okay, put it this in perspective here. It was made after 9/11. So it wasn't that long ago, 13 years ago, okay? Right. This car now is worth like 12 grand. $106,000. Now it's worth 12 grand. How does a car lose that much value? That's the Kelley Blue Book value on it. 12 grand. How does a car lose 100? You would think that if it's $106,000 when it's brand new, it would never, ever, as long as it's got an engine and four tires, it would never go below $50,000.
And here's the craziest part, and I know you all are thinking, well, it must have 200. It only has, like, what'd you say, 51,000 miles on it?
Yeah, it's like new.
Yeah, so after 13 years, it only has 51,000 miles on it, and it stayed in the garage my entire life because it's kind of a show-off car, so I'm embarrassed to drive it.
Yeah.
And so I've always kept it in the garage, and it only has 51,000 miles after 13 years, which is not normal.
Oh, she hasn't driven it enough that it even kept the seals all lubricated.
Right. They're fixing the seals.
Yeah, they have to fix the seals because they've rottened out on the car because it's not been driven enough. Right. But how do you have that luck that it drops that much?
I don't know, but I love that car.
Which reminds me, that's why you should shop with my friends over at Maximum Auto. Cars don't depreciate from their lot. So stop by today.
Home of the Jamie White car. You can get it right now. Pick it up. It was. Just remember, tell your friends after you buy it. This car used to be $106,000.
DJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.